This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where excellent starts from Rocker and Leiter, enough to kind of let you overlook a crucial series loss to Seattle. We've got some other stuff to update with you. Ladd McConkey and Leonard Williams are the first two players on the top 100. Ladd McConkey, 100. Leonard Williams, 99, because that's how a countdown works.
Oh, okay.
So I thought I'd clarify that for you. And also, Alec, do you have news from us about the Dallas Mavericks? Because it sounds like the player we talked about last week, and we actually talked with Mike Curtis about this last week, and now I believe it's Mike Curtis who has the news for us.
Yeah, so we started hearing the rumblings over the past few days about D'Angelo Russell and the connections to the Dallas Mavericks there, with the mid-level exception being opened up because of the Daniel Gafford extension and whatnot. But he has followed up to all of the reporting that we heard over the weekend and said that he has heard from a team source that the Mavs are expected to come to an agreement with former All-Star guard D'Angelo Russell on a two-year contract once free agency opens up later today.
So you hope that you get the kind of two-year window of D'Angelo Russell before this past season. This past season, bouncing between the Lakers and the Nets, it was terrible.
Yeah, it was.
But,
and I don't, how much of that do you blame on him? Half?
Yeah, that's probably fair, because like his career obviously has been marked by a lot of inconsistency.
Yes,
especially for somebody who was picked so high in the draft. I think he was second, maybe third, but I think second. If you go back to his last partial year in Minnesota that he jumped on with the Lakers, and then the full year that he had with the Lakers, 23-24, he was looking really good from three-point range. And he had kind of built that up over the seasons before he had another drop-down season in his next to last season with Minnesota. So the hope is that he is a three-point sharpshooter who can bring you, solid playmaking ability or ability to handle the ball, probably is a better way to put it, in the stead of Kyrie. And when Kyrie's back, or Brandon Williams gets some time as well, that he'll kind of slide back for your second team offense.
Yeah, and I know we have a discussion about Cooper Flagg and handling the ball and some stuff like that on Slate, but
we can shift that to now if you want.
I have a couple things on the Leiter and Rocker. We can get to them, but
okay.
I like D'Angelo Russell. I thought he was going to be a superstar out of Ohio State.
Right.
I was like, man, this guy, he's got something special. He's got one of those qualities. And it just didn't develop into what, and his inconsistency was the problem.
Inconsistency is a great word for him.
I feel though, it's tough to say this. I don't think he has to do much here. He's surrounded by a lot of very talented big men, and they're going to play tough defense. One of the knocks on him is he is a liability at times on defense.
Fair.
But doesn't he just have to be a good facilitator and make good decisions?
He's not being brought in for your defense. And look,
he makes some dumb decisions.
Agreed.
Too. But he's got one of the smartest basketball minds to discuss things with and learn from. So I think that's in play there.
And look, Brandon Williams is going to get some run.
I hope so.
On this as well.
He was a blast, dude.
I don't want people to think we're dismissing him.
Kid brought him up immediately.
Yeah, we asked Jason Kidd about that. We've talked about that. But I just don't think they're like, hey, we're going to put Brandon Williams in there to lead the way, sink or swim, for at least 3 months of the season. Like, that just doesn't feel like a viable option. Can he build up for that? Absolutely. But right now, that doesn't feel like a viable option. So I would imagine that even Exum would get some run out there, but Russell Williams, Exum.
I saw a story that said Exum would be the one cast out after this.
I don't know about that because they seem to really enjoy his defense, but
I don't. I think maybe you're right. I think it's roster situation. I don't know how rosters work though, Kevin.
Yeah, because so. I think you would have to. I'm gonna have to double check. I thought he had one more year, but maybe he does not.
Yeah.
But that could be, and that's a good situation if you're casting away players that you think are reasonably talented just because you don't have any room for them anymore.
I think you're dead on about that. Whenever you're at that stage, you've done something right with your roster where you're very good up top.
Yeah, he does not have an option.
So I think the idea
could be out.
If Russell signs, that would be the 15th spot, and that would be taken up, and it could be Exum that would be the odd man.
Yeah, that makes sense. I really did think there was an option that was going to be picked up, but there is not. And so,
would you be upset then if Russell was signed and you had to lose Exum in free agency, or? And it feels like the Russell deal's done.
Yeah.
Something fell through, and then you lost out on Exum as well because he decided to go somewhere else in free agency.
No, just because, like, it looks like a philosophical decision that you're going to have to make along the way. Like, I know, and this is what everybody goes back to, and I understand why, about Luka didn't play a whole lot of defense. Yeah. And that was the knock against him. Well, you know what? If you're subbing out Dante Exum for some more time for like people like Jaden Hardy. Well, clearly you're not making a defense first decision anyway. I'm curious about the run for Max Christie as well, because this is a player that obviously they care about. And so maybe moving on from Exum and using Russell the way that I think we anticipate that they're going to use him makes a lot of sense. But I mean, getting him for $6 million, I can live with that. And from the 817, for people who are like, you want to get rid of Omax and Hardy, they would be valuable trade pieces. So, like, if the LeBron thing came to fruition, I think that those are pieces that you would use in there. All right. So you were fascinated by Cooper Flagg and something that Jason Kidd said on Friday. And we talked about this on Friday, but we haven't got a chance to get your take on it. The other thing I need you to hear at some point is Eric Chiafalo's take on imitating Jason Kidd when he said that.
Is it good?
It's not bad. It is not bad at all.
Okay. All right. I need to hear it.
All right.
Is he going to be Globe Life Field?
But we can still ask to hear it. All right. So what was it that stuck out to you from the Cooper Flagg press conference? I know everybody was there.
But I think when he looked down at Nico, that stuck out to everybody. And when Tim McMahon was talking, because there obviously Nico said, yeah, that's the MF right.
Okay,
there.
Hold on. So the interpretation from the national media has been that he was side-eyed because he's like, yeah, how'd that go with Nico? But I like your philosophy that Nico told him ahead of time. It's like, there's this guy, Tim McMahon.
Once he gets up,
he's going to ask this BS negative question. And so, like,
Cooper's sitting there, goes, oh, that's the guy.
I am now intrigued that Cooper Fly is like, you know what, Nico? You're right. That was a BS negative question. Like, I'm really intrigued by that hypothesis.
This is that line from Jason Kidd where he's like, you know, I don't look at position. I want to put him at point guard during the summer. I like hearing. I want to make him uncomfortable and see how he reacts to being able to run the show. All right, he's a smart kid, smart player.
Yep,
can do it. I don't know if you heard Scalabrine's rant on him, by the way. And when he's like, 10 years from now, everybody's going to look back and say Scalabrine said it before anybody else.
Yes. Hey, and I was like, I'll argue I said it at the same time, but I get you.
But so he's, you know, giving him this responsibility when he's not going to maybe have to do it this year. Like, he might not have to do it, but you run him through the gauntlet, give him a little practice at it, and he'll be better when he gets the ball in his hands during the season. Not necessarily to run the show.
Right.
But whenever he does have the ball in his hands, he knows what other people are supposed to do. That's important. You got to get these guys on the page of, I know what my point guard's supposed to be doing. How can I open up for him because of where he is? But I also, my question, we want to push, and I think he's going to respond to it in a positive way. My question is, I don't know how he's going to respond.
Yeah.
But because you never know how players respond whenever you're going to challenge them. They could shut down. They could do Ace Bailey. You know, like, they could just be like, I don't want to be there.
Hey, he showed up.
But you never know how. But I hope that he has everything we know about him. It seems like it's just going to be this tenacious approach to it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to figure out how to do it better than anybody. That just seems the way everything we've heard of him as a prospect and his mentality.
So I can't remember if it was Mike Curtis or Nick Angstadt that brought up a good point, that it was like, you're not going to see a whole lot of consistent press defense in the NBA.
Right.
Because one of my contentions was, I don't know about him like consistently bringing the ball up, but I feel perfectly fine with him operating the offense once you get past midcourt. And so then I was like, that's a fair point. Like, you're probably not going to see a lot of press. But I think once you get kind of in your half court setup, I feel perfectly fine with him running the offense on occasion, or like not being your main guy who's consistently doing it. He did that many, many times at Duke. And I feel like, personally, I know we're getting more.
At Duke, you know this too. You're not saying it's any different, but obviously, there aren't five elite players on the court
for sure
against him.
For sure.
But that also being said, there aren't five elite players right next to him either.
Yes.
They're all really good, but maybe not elite like he's the level he's playing at the NBA.
But that is very fair. And so for me, the biggest thing is you would love for him to be at the two, the three, or the four. Although we're also moving more and more into positionless basketball. And I saw somebody earlier saying he could be the big in certain areas. And
yes, that's
probably true. I would be more sparing with that use.
Yeah, that's if you want to just go fast.
Yeah.
If you want to go fast, send out your small group and get after it. But the thing, when you have three dudes on the court that can run the show at one time instead of one, it opens up space. Now your bigs have more space. Now you have more room to run that two-man game, because once I've given maybe I came up with the ball. Maybe I have it right now. But the play was always for him to have the ball and make the last decision. And that's really that guy right there. Maybe Cooper Flagg doesn't have it at some point, but then it's Kyrie's ball with about 10 seconds left. And so it does add a lot of diversity in what your offense can be. And I think that's going to be a good thing. So he doesn't like music.
See, and again, I go back to Chiafalo. That felt like it was the tipping point for him. Ask Cooper Flagg what music he likes, and he said, I'm not really into music. And I remember that very vividly, because they, like, even asked it in, you know, it felt like a welcoming way of like, is there anything you got on your playlist, like warming up? And like, they asked besides just like general music.
I saw the Wings post a video the other day as all the players were coming in. They asked him, what's the last song you listened to before you got out of the car?
And I
thought that was, you know, that's a good fun thing right there. And every one of them had a song. You feel like Cooper's just showing up. He's riding in a quiet car. Like, that's all I'm assuming now, is he's driving in a quiet car. He's maybe listening to some sports talk radio, 105.3
sure.
Fan. Maybe that's his thing. That's why he's not into music. You know?
Well, I like that.
So maybe that's the way that it goes.
All right. Well, let me tell you this. Here's another reason you don't have to care about any of that, okay? Let's just jump right ahead and get into some of the nerd numbers. Box plus minus. All right. So that does a pretty good job of approximating the overall impact of a college basketball player.
All right.
All right. Regardless of age, Cooper Flagg's BPM is crazy at Duke. He had a plus 16.3. All right. You're like, hey, I have no context for what that means. Fair.
Yeah.
That was fifth out of 7,000 college players in the last 10 years. Of that entire group.
I was about to say, who the top four?
Flag, that's a good question. I need to check on that. Flag was the youngest of the 7,000 players.
Wow.
So Cooper Flag was the youngest of that entire group, and he had the fifth best box plus minus. All right? Let's take it one step further. We talked about his improved three-point shooting. At Duke, he averaged 19.2 points per game, 38.5% of his three-pointers. All right? Pretty good. The last 11 games of the regular season, from February through the end of the regular season, he shot 47.4% from three.
Oh, wow.
In the NCAA tournament, where they will, as you remember, collapse in the Final Four, he shot 50% from three.
Jeez.
So you can see how the season started, how it got better down the stretch, and how it got even better in the NCAA tournament. And that was those were the two biggest concerns. How does shooting improve and his ability to create his own shot? I think he showed a lot of ability to improve his shooting. Now creating your own shot at the next level, that is a challenge.
Kevin, would you like to know the rest of the list?
Yes.
This single season.
Yes.
Box plus minus men since 2010, 2011.
Hey, okay, tell me.
Number five, Cooper Flagg.
That makes sense.
As Kevin said moments ago. Number four, Zach Edey.
Oh, that also makes sense. He was dominant in college.
Number three, Sendarius Thornwell. 2016-17, South Carolina.
I am not as familiar with that person.
Number two, Anthony Davis.
Okay. There you go.
And that's a 17. By the way, his BPM 17.24.
Wow.
The number one at 20.10, Zion Williamson. There unfortunately.
Unfortunately. So number one pick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Two-time college player of the year and somebody I'm less familiar with, and then Cooper Flagg.
Zach Edey's in the top 12 twice.
He was amazing.
Yeah, he was an amazing college player.
And oh, by the way, he's already been better in the pros than I think some people predicted. They thought he'd kind of fall in like the Tyler Hansbrough category. Has not been the case. So I just wanted to throw all of that out there for folks who were curious about, like, forget the hype. Tell me about the player, Cooper Flagg. For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next as we move into the lunch rush and the expressway, we'll give away tickets to T-Pain, plus AM on the FM, plus could Shoddy lead the way among first-year NFL coaches? All of it next right here on The Fan.
And play action, Prescott back to throw, deep to the right side, Lamb. Made a man miss and running down the sideline. And Lamb's on the horse, and Lamb's in the end zone. Touchdown, C.D. Lamb, 65 yards.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We will do our T-Pain giveaway in this segment. Did you hate it, or did you hate that you kind of liked it?
Dude, I want you to do it all week. That's exactly how I feel about it.
I'll try. All right, that's enough of that. All right. Could Brian Schottenheimer lead the first-year NFL coaches? We're going to get to that in just a second. But are you guys excited to know that the Wing Bowl is back? So this is what always happens, or had always happened, around the Super Bowl. And they had the chicken wing eating contest. It was in cooperation, like, the same weekend as the Super Bowl and everything.
Didn't
like
they, like,
that.
Pack arenas too?
Oh, like, yeah. Oh, there are so many people. Like, Mick Foley took part in, all kinds of famous people.
It's Mankind.
That's right. So the last winner,
Cactus Jack.
And I think we should see if we can get Eric Chiafalo into this.
I think we should.
But the last winner, think about this. He ate, I think, 15 bone-in wings in 3 minutes, which is, that's insane. Consider this, though. The winner,
oh my gosh,
in the last one was Molly Shuler. She ate 501 wings in 30 minutes.
Before you go any further, right? Just pin 501. Okay. 501 is the number?
Correct. Because 500 would be a disappointment.
So this is in 2018.
Correct.
The second most ever eaten is 444.
Wow.
Kevin, the runner-up had 440. Do you know what the difference was between Molly Shuler and David T. Wings and Things Brunelli? By the way, Molly Shuler was the one that ate 440 that year. She was the runner-up in 2015.
Wow.
But Molly Shuler at 501, David T. Wings and Things Brunelli ate 396. Oh. She ate 105 more than freaking David T. Wings and Things Brunelli.
All right, more dominant, that or Gretzky's career numbers?
I don't know at this point.
The NHL.
And all these have taken place at the Wells Fargo Center, too. Edmonton, they screwed up at a bunch of different locations.
Yeah. Oh. See, they're moving it away from Philly, and now they're going to be in Vegas.
Wow.
But just think about it. So 15 at 3 minutes, you thought was preposterous. Assuming you could continue that exact same trajectory, which is unlikely, that means he would have been on pace to eat 150 wings.
I wonder if she found a new strategy. You know, like oh, wow, this is amazing.
All right.
I'm sorry. This is my favorite story of the day.
So Corey's in. He's going to need more information. We'll see what
Kevin,
we can get to you.
2000.
Okay.
Toll man Joe Paul finished first in 90. He had 90.
What?
In 1993 at the Wyndham Franklin Plaza Hotel, Carmen the Beast from the East Cordero. 99, L. Wingador Simmons. Mm-hmm. Hold on, Bill Simmons?
There's no way.
Eric E. Gentleman Bell. And then Kevin Heavy Kevy O'Donnell was one of them. Mm. Hold on, what's this? Glenn.
Hold on, are you going Bobby here and just listing names?
These are amazing.
What is the point of this?
These are amazing nicknames, but I don't know if I can say one of them. Anyway, Cookie's a cool one too. Back to you, Kevin.
So this gal is amazing. Mixture of Kobayashi and Joey Chestnut all in one. All right. We didn't get an opportunity. Just for the record, I also don't know what the name is that he was going to say.
Kyle
so, Yeomans. No, it was not Kyle Yeomans. You could say that on air.
Always the name.
All right. So we didn't get a chance to get to this last week, but I was really intrigued by this hypothesis. So here are the new coaches in the new places this year for the NFL. Kellen Moore with the Saints. Aaron Glenn with the Jets. Mike Vrabel with the Patriots. Ben Johnson with the Bears. Shoddy. Pete Carroll with the Raiders. And Liam Cohen with the Jacksonville Jaguars. All right. So those are your seven contenders. And so I wanted to get y'all's take on, is Brian Schottenheimer going to have the best season and the best record of that bunch? Because I know a lot of people were down on Brian Schottenheimer when he got hired. So were the Cowboys, and that's why they put it in a late Friday news dump. Or maybe it was even Saturday. But he started to win people over with his press conferences, which shows how starved we are for anything positive when it comes to Cowboys information and content. But when I tell you those other franchises, do you look at this and you're like, I think Brian Schottenheimer is going to have the best season of the bunch?
All right, can we go through it real quick?
Yes.
A little mentally here.
Yes, we can.
I think that Kellen Moore can instantly change the Saints offense.
Okay.
He needs somebody to throw the ball.
So if you want, I can walk it through these coaches as well as their predicted record.
Okay, before we get there, two of these guys have already coached before.
True.
So I don't really count them, if that's fair.
Okay.
I know that sounds dumb, but I don't really. They know how to navigate the NFL already, in my mind.
Okay.
As a head coach.
So Pete Carroll.
Get him out of here.
All right.
And Vrabel. Get him out of here.
So just for the record, on this list, Mike Vrabel was fourth.
Okay.
They had the Patriots going 8-9. And Pete Carroll was second. They had the Raiders, Bleacher Report. That
they think
going
that
10
Pete
and
Carroll
seven.
Can turn around
yep.
just because of the coach, that organization that quickly.
He should be a coach of the year then, right?
Decent quarterback leader. Yeah. I think Geno Smith learned how to be a leader under Pete Carroll. Okay, that's interesting. I think that's a really interesting approach there. But I think that Schottenheimer has the most ready
Yes.
roster at
okay.
the moment. So, yes.
I'm with you on that. Now, Kellen Moore is predicted as the worst of the bunch. So, they have him seventh or fifth under the new scenario and predict that the Saints will go 3-14. And hopefully, by doing that, they can convince Arch Manning to come out in the draft after all. It doesn't say that in the article, but you can feel it in the subtext.
By the way, everybody's already going nuts about Manning and his throwing at the Manning Fest or whatever.
Except for Steve Spurrier. Did you see all his snarky comments last week?
Oh, no.
Steve Spurrier.
Does he hate the Mannings?
No, but he might. He's there to throw cold water on this whole thing. And he goes, yeah, I mean, he's so great, right? He's already going to win the Heisman and they're going to win the national title. And then he goes, what I don't understand then is why didn't he play last year? He sat behind a guy who went, well, what was he, the seventh round? And I was like, man,
dang,
Steve Spurrier is salty up in this piece. Aaron Glenn listed at 6.
Okay.
Have the Jets at 6-11.
The Jets are, dude, the Jets are an organization that trips over themselves a lot. Their quarterback situation leaves a big question mark because everybody has the same question mark with him. I think their defense can instantly be better. I think they can, had a pretty stout defense in place. It's just their offense never could get things going. So I can see how them and the Saints are right next to each other.
Liam Cohen with the Jacksonville Jaguars is at 5th on the list at 8-9.
I have no clue what to think of him. Offensive coordinator with Tampa, and then takes the job, says, never mind, I'm not taking the job, comes back. I have question marks about that.
Yeah.
So there's already a little bit of unsettling conversation going on. And then Trevor Lawrence just hasn't become the leader he should be. What is Travis Hunter good enough to turn everything around there? Will he walk in there and go, why are we not demanding more?
Well, I mean, isn't that part of the reason that he went to Jacksonville? Because of his power play but you need to get rid of your weak-ass GM.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know what? Okay, deal.
You're right.
So maybe he is maybe the kind of leader that they need. All right. You said take Vrabel off of the list.
Yeah.
He was 4th at 8.
Get him out of here.
And then you said take Pete Carroll off the list. He was 2nd at 10-7. So it comes down to...
It does leave me with Ben Johnson and Schottenheimer.
Your guy.
Now, Ben this Johnson. Is interesting because I think that Chicago is in a division where it could cannibalize itself. But they can also beat up on other teams outside of the division. So I think they will be up there. I'm putting a lot in Chicago with Ben Johnson, yeah. And I think a still talented Caleb Williams. All that Ben Johnson has to do is make it easy for him. And I think they did a good job with their roster this offseason. I actually might put them ahead of Schottenheimer.
Okay. Would that be your final answer?
Yeah.
All right. Alec, two things. First of all, I'm going to give you an update about Molly. Multiple people texted in that she also ate 2 72-ounce steak dinners in less than 20 minutes.
She's what? Real thin, by the way.
Isn't that always the way?
It's infuriating. You'd
think the big fatzos would win it all, but we don't. All right. Alec, are you going with Ben Johnson and the Bears or Schottenheimer and the Cowboys to have the best run with a first-year coach? I don't know if this will change your mind, but from the 214, Schottenheimer won't be the best of the bunch this season. I don't know if that will impact your decision at all.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it impacts, but I think they're going to be really close, especially because they both play in the NFC, which I feel like I predict the NFC totally wrong every single year at this point because it is so just totally balanced at this point that it feels like anybody can be good if they just wake up and decide they want to be good. A lot of teams just don't decide they want to be good. And I guess good for them. They get good draft picks out of it. Hey, New Orleans, talking to you. But I'd probably... it's tough. I'm going to go Bears. I'm going to go Bears this year.
Okay.
I think the Cowboys are a little bit more of a work in progress with the first year head coach and everything, but you've got two guys that have been in the league for a while that have been around really good coaches and really good support staffs. They put together really good staffs around themselves. I think they both have the same idea. I think Dallas is just, they're not wrong, but they're early. I think the Bears have it right now because of the young talent.
So both of you guys said the Bears. And there's a couple of intriguing levels to this. Ben Johnson and the Bears come in at 3rd at 9-8, which means Bleacher Report.
You had Carroll 2nd, you said?
Yes, yeah. Correct. Carroll's 2nd at 10-7. So think about the progression of these records. They have the Dallas Cowboys and Brian Schottenheimer at 1. But to go along with that, they have the Dallas Cowboys at 11-6. I feel like most of the predictions we've heard are kind of in that 7-10 win range. And so this is clearly a step above the like usual range that we've heard, not to say that that's going to be accurate or anything like that. But I wanted to get y'all's feedback then about Schottenheimer not only being 1, but also them tabbing the Cowboys at 11-6.
If you can guarantee me that Dak is going to be healthy all season, I can get you 10 wins.
Yeah.
Like I can pretty easily get you to 10 wins if Dak Prescott is healthy the entire season. And I know there are people out there that are just like, what are you talking about? They got 7 last year.
We don't have to engage
him.
In that conversation. Yeah.
Like there's plenty to go there. And I just, the offense wasn't quite the same last year and the line wasn't there. So you're putting a lot on the line's going to be there with a rookie right guard, a left tackle who you have a lot of question marks about still, a center in his second year that you have, that you're hoping, you're putting a lot of hope on that. For that, for the offense to be better, they were, what, 21st in points last year in the ranking? They have to be better, and I think they can be, but there's a lot of ifs regarding this. I think there's a lot of young talent with Ben Johnson and some proven ability to get a quarterback that people have question marks about and make him a better quarterback while also maximizing the talent around him.
If you were interested in further info on this, I thought this was fascinating. Brian Schottenheimer is the 16th best odds to win Coach of the Year, which feels about right for the Cowboys. But that's 27-1. So if for any reason you're looking for...
You know, to win the Super Bowl?
No. To be Coach of the Year.
Oh, Coach of the Year?
If there's any reason...
If there's anybody that can win it based on personality, that man right there.
So maybe
if his team's good, team wins 11, maybe 12 games.
Yeah, it had to be 12, right? Don't you think?
Maybe 13.
Sure. I'm not going to go, maybe 14. I get it.
What are you doing? That's too many.
Okay.
It's a lot of wins, Kevin.
I mean, but he could be.
He could, yeah. But sure. I think people would look at him and say, like, yes, we all love Schottenheimer. And you know what? We're happy he finally got his turn and Coach of the Year exists there for him.
Now, real quick, go ahead, Alec, if you can. Will you please give me cut number 8? And I wanted to make mention of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Of this.
Hull comes up with it with 5 in the half. Beckers with a steal. With 2. With 1. Lets it fly. Got it!
Paige Beckers led the much-hyped Dallas Wings against Indiana Fever. I guess I should say much-hyped game as opposed to the much-hyped just the Dallas Wings, because that doesn't necessarily feel accurate. So they went up against Indiana Fever and Caitlin Clark, except Caitlin Clark was hurt. As we talked about on the show on Friday, she didn't end up playing. The Dallas Wings still lost the game. However, they won Saturday against Washington. So since this Dallas Wings team started 1-11, they've gone 4-2 since then. And so still not a great overall record, but
4-2 is better than 1-11.
That is very true. And then there's this Paige on Friday night, 20,000 people in attendance. She gave them something to talk about. She became the first player in league history to have 25 plus points, 5 or more assists, 2 or more steals, 2 or more blocks, and 0 turnovers in a WNBA game. Never happened, ever. And she did it in her, 17th game?
Yeah.
And she missed some games, so not even that many.
I will say, Kevin, and I'm feeling pretty confident about this. What was I saying about what I've watched of the... By the way, I've kept up with the Wings more this year than I ever have.
For sure.
And it's I don't know how much of it is to do with Paige and the fact that we talked to her, or just the fact that
it ain't zero.
Maybe Caitlin Clark and what the WNBA has actually done kind of has me a little more interested than I've ever been before. So I think there are nights when I'm like, hey, you're missing out on something intriguing and entertaining. But I kept saying over and over about this team, their defense. And these last 6 games, 2 of them, opponents have scored over 90. Those are the losses. And all the other games, opponents have scored under. And that's what the Wings are doing so well, is they're playing better team defense right now. I was saying they were scrambling. They were looking all over the place. Looks like they found a little bit of a groove defensively. That could be their trademark to go along with what Paige can add.
With a KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and we missed out on this segment last week, so now it's time for this.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
1 for Alec, 0 for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time, 4 a.m. on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas, 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line. Twitch and YouTube want to hear from you as well to answer today's question of the day. And I've got a bit of a sign of the times for how annoying we really are as a collective whole in terms of humanity. A car survey revealed the biggest gripe that car owners and new car buyers have with current models of cars, and it's not anything remotely important. We're going to get to that here in just a little bit.
I'm going to write down what I think it is.
Ooh, I feel like you might know what it is just because of that look. But the question of the day, gentlemen, it's been a week. We haven't visited the National Day calendar. So we're going to do that. Today is National Social Media Day. National Social Media Day. So I'm going to ask you guys in the Tolos, what is your favorite social media trend, meme, or creation of all time? Some of those, 877-881-1053.
It's from Futurama. I even followed a group titled this, it's Shut Up and Take My Money.
That's an all-time meme.
That comes up a lot in wrestling circles and stuff, but it's applicable everywhere. And that's how I knew it was the one, because that's when immediately what popped into my head. Yes, it is Shut Up and Take My Money.
That's an all-timer, and it's evergreen. It is.
Just, it really is.
It's aged like fine wine. There's a handful of memes or trends that have just stuck like that. That it deserves some sort of award because it's just aged and it keeps getting used and keeps getting used, because a lot of these trends, you see them for a week and they're gone.
Do you think the Homer one is in that mix as well?
Yeah, because backing into the bushes.
We've all had a terrible sports or otherwise opinion where you wish you could just go back and be like, never mind.
Sure. There's a few that come to mind for me. I know one that's pretty old that doesn't happen anymore, but just the sheer amount of volume that it received when it was a thing. The ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, seeing how many people actually did it and how many important people did it.
They tried bringing it back this year, by the way.
Yeah.
And yeah, what happened with that? We gave up?
Guess so.
Didn't have enough buckets, you know?
That can't be true.
Or ice.
And then again, I have no idea.
Maybe they're on ice.
Yeah, I mean, it's hot outside.
I'm likely to believe that.
And it's real hot outside. And
everybody's ice machine's broken. Dude, but... All right, so I'll do that in C block.
I have no idea what he was going to say.
There was a broken ice machine, and I'll explain more.
That's called a tease, ladies and gentlemen. I like that. Let's see. Another one that's been recent that I've liked here in the past really few years, because it's been applicable for a long time, is anytime some sort of crazy feat of strength happens, whether it's in the world, like somebody goes to space or something, a world record is set, and someone says, wow, this really happened before Joel Embiid made it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Okay, I thought love you were those say, memes. I thought you were going to say Grand Theft Auto.
That's another one, too. But for I don't know why the Embiid one is just funnier to me. Because it's like, he has nothing to do with this story. Somebody said, let's make it topical. The world record for most chicken wings eaten in a single sitting. And someone will be like, wow, all before Embiid made it to a conference final. Like, I love that meme so much. And I have nothing against Joel Embiid. I have nothing against the Sixers. I just think it's hilarious because people use it at the most random times. It's like, why did he have to catch a stray there? It's so funny.
I have four.
Cool.
Oh.
I have four that always get me. Actually, maybe three. I might have just cut that down to two. Crying Jordan.
Yeah.
Crying Jordan was useful at all times.
And the creativity that people turned it into.
Oh my gosh, it was amazing.
Agreed.
I can't keep up with TikTok trends anymore. We're at a point now where they're saying like acronyms and I'm like, I don't know. And I go look and I'm like, I'm done with this. TikTok's actually starting to lose me there a little bit.
Huh.
Roll Safe. Roll Safe was the British mockumentary starring, it was called Hood Documentary. And no one can break your heart if you don't let them into your life. And then think about it. You know, the dude that would do that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Using my brain here. That one's always good. But it's the ones where you see things like somebody texted in the other day. Jason Kidd. They took that warm-up jersey and his collar was huge. And they just kept making the collar bigger on his jersey. I saw this with Mike Gundy. For every time you retweet this or every time you like it, I'll make Mike Gundy's hair grow more. And so like you got to a point where it had taken over the planet. Like he just kept growing his hair and I couldn't stop following this trend. It was so funny for me. So people that do Photoshop stuff like that, it just cracks me up and I'm in.
Oh, man. I remember the Jason Kidd one. That one was so ridiculous.
Yeah.
We took over the planet, like you said.
We posted a picture when we had him on. We posted a picture on the Twitter account, 105.3, and somebody said, they were like, hey, that picture, doesn't that collar look really big? And I was like, it was Reepma. Reepma was like, that collar looks really big. And I was like, that's the size they were back then. And then somebody texted in and they were like, no, but hey, dude. Somebody did this on Twitter and it just kept growing. Whoa. I think it's hilarious.
I like this from the 817. Planking was a huge thing for a while.
Yeah.
One of the dumbest trends, but it was funny for some reason.
Led to owling.
Yeah.
Where you'd go like perch up on some ledge and owl.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a real thing.
I do not remember.
There were so many like offshoots of it that like kind of grabbed on, but didn't really. I see Corey making a face.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's not news. It's just developing. So we'll get to it later.
Oh, okay.
My apologies.
877-881-1053, your favorite social media memes and trends for National Social Media Day from the 979. This is applicable if you're a wrestling fan. I still say yeet.
I do too.
That's a word that has not died. It has lived on for years.
Lucy will throw stuff and she'll yeet it into the pool and it just cracks me up, dude. She'll go yeet. And I'm like, did you just say yeet? She just laughs and smiles.
This is a good one because this one I do know. I saw them back to back to back. Everyone said the Harlem Shake.
Oh my gosh.
Because it felt like everyone in the world had to give you a version of that.
Didn't we do one like with Sybil? Sybil brought us in and she was like, you need to do one with us.
I remember that.
Let's see. The 214 says the Jordan meme, and I took that personally.
Oh, yeah.
I do like that one. I've used that in group chats a few times. I think I actually used it over the weekend because me and my buddy Carson puts on a big 4th of July party every year at his house. He's got a big chunk of land. So we go out there and we play a wiffle ball game against each other. We get a full pitching staff and this is 30 plus people involved. And I went out there. I think they called me in to pitch in the second inning last year because we had already given up like 4 runs. I went 7 innings after that and didn't give up a single run. Oh. I was generational. I was dialed. It was 100 degrees outside. And they were talking about another guy's pitching like repertoire in the group chat yesterday. I was like, you aren't going to act like I wasn't Cy Young last year? All right, cool. I'll remember that. I'm going to give up 6 runs this year probably, but I'll remember that. And I took it personally. So I do like that one. The mannequin challenge with the Black Beatles song. I've seen that come in a few times.
I didn't know that one.
That one was amazing because they got Jerry Jones of all people to do it. I remember that. Oh. Cowboys social team where it's just the Black Beatles song by Ray Shrimmerd playing and everybody's just frozen. Whatever act they're in the middle of, some people are in the middle of walking. Maybe like some incredibly athletic people are making it look like they're like in the middle of falling, but they're frozen. That stuff was fun. That lasted for a while. It's Wednesday, My Dudes is a great one from the 817. That one's lasted for a long
time. Kevin, I think it does it every Friday.
It's Wednesday, My Dudes.
He loves the gentlemen or ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Oh,
yes. I love that one too.
So for like at least a whole year. Every time I would pick Brandon up from school on Friday or if there was a holiday on Thursday, he would get in the car and he loved it. And it was Daniel Craig. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd. And he would always be like,
I think, though, this station itself has always benefited. And this is more, I guess, a gif than a meme. I'm not sure. But has always benefited from Ice Cube rolling down the street and it says it was a good day.
Yeah.
Once Jared brought that to the station, we've all benefited from that one for sure.
And he got the seal of approval from Ice Cube on this show.
Yes, he did.
You're welcome, Jared.
That was a fun one. One that is, I hope it actually grows into something, but I've seen it on TikTok the past couple weeks. Dudes at bars will go up behind somebody that's sitting at like a bar stool, just a random guy that they don't know. Obviously, there are probably a few, maybe a dozen beers in. And they'll walk up and they'll put their hands out like they're a quarterback about to take a snap under center from the guy at the bar stool. And they'll just run a hard count.
What the?
In the middle of a bar. They'll just walk up to a random guy and, ready, say hard! Just out of nowhere and they'll be like, what are you doing? And he's like, practicing my hard count. And some other guys, they'll get into like pass protection sets in the middle of a bar. It's like, yes, I love the stupidity like that. Just keep those coming in, your favorite internet trends, memes, so on and so forth for National Social Media.
When people retweet Kevin having his Go Get Rangers shirt, I always enjoy that one.
And whenever they send him sunsets.
Yeah, and sunsets, that's so always stupid. Fun.
That's a great one. Kevin, I teased this and you said you might know the answer. Every year for the past 39 years, J.D. Power & Associates conducts what they call an initial quality survey of buyers of new cars. Mm-hmm. In it, they try to determine manufacturers, car models, customers, all the features that are most and least desirable or satisfactory in new cars. What do you think the general population has said is their biggest issue with new cars?
This is really going to out me as a super old person and you will scoff. It is incorrect. No CD player in the car.
That's an incredible guess, but incorrect. People are complaining.
What was the question?
Stop it.
What is the most unsatisfactory part of new cars? What are people most upset with new cars that they buy?
It doesn't drive itself.
That's another good guess.
Thank you.
In a stunning landslide from J.D. Power & Associates, The size of the cup holders is the biggest issue.
My wife is one of those people. She is like, a cup holder's not big enough.
And they said that they have talked with manufacturers and people in charge of designing the interiors of new cars. And they said they are having trouble with keeping up with the new forms, form factors, and sizes of like the Stanley Cup. Social media, tying that back in. Stanley Cups are a massive fad on social media right
now. The Stanley Cup is thinner than the Yeti version of it.
Exactly.
And so they fit differently. I found that out over the weekend.
Yeah. And the manufacturers of the cups and drinkware are not just making stuff that accommodates the common cup holder. They're making stuff that's going to get people's attention and get them sales. The car manufacturers cannot keep up with the Stanley Cups and whatnot.
Kevin, real quick here, put it in reverse, Terry. Everybody knows that one.
That one's awesome.
Climbing milk crates. You remember that when people did that, the milk crate pyramid,
awful
and they just fall
idea.
Over? That was terrible.
Awful idea.
Those are a couple that came in from the Twitch. That's put it in reverse, Terry, is always perfect.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now,
let's give something away!
877-881-1053. Caller number 10 now, will win a pair of tickets to go see T-Pain celebrating 20 years of T-Pain at the Pavilion at Toyota Music Factory on October 22nd. You can, of course, go buy them through Live Nation, or you can win them for free right now. 877-881-1053. Coming up next, it's a C-Block.
Collusion and the broken ice maker story next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.